Howdy, everybody, and welcome back. It's Friday. It's the readaboutit.com Friday podcast. I'm Reed, and this is About It. And as I always do, let me start off with an apology. Not a whole lot on the blog this past week, although today I do have, it is a reprint, but it's from the last time we had a Friday the 13th, and I have watched all the Friday the 13th movies. There's no reason for anybody else to have to do that, so I'll pass that on to you as my gift. Because somebody's got to watch the bad movies. Everybody can watch a good movie more than once. Come on. It takes a special kind of twisted psyche to be able to watch a bad movie more than once. And I have watched my share of bad movies. At some point, we got to sit down and talk bad movies. Because there are some movies that are just so blessedly bad. You know, your Roadhouse, Beverly Hills Cop 3, Highlander 3 bad movies that you just have to love them. So maybe, perhaps that's for next week. The reason I didn't get to blog too much this week is because I actually got a paying gig. And, you know, I love you folks, but when the paying gigs show up, that's where the time goes. Most of you know that I work in television. I'm a TV regional celebrity, as a friend of mine likes to kid me about. But sportscaster for TV station, and we're putting out a magazine called the Pigskin Preview. For those of you not from Texas, let me explain. You know, Texas is where high school football is king. I mean, this is the cradle of football right here. You can't watch a game at any level anywhere in the country without having some players from Texas in it. National championship game, the guy that won it with LSU and his best lineman, both from my hometown. Super Bowl, we got three guys on the field who played within, you know, a stone's throw of where I'm sitting right now. So we play it pretty well. In East Texas, we consider that whole Friday Night Lights book and movie, we consider that a lighthearted comic romp that just didn't go far enough. But anyway, we take it seriously. And there's a magazine that comes out every year called Dave Campbell's Texas Football. I don't know who Dave Campbell is, but he's got a heck of a racket going because it's the only magazine that I've ever paid $10 for. And I have a whole shelf full of them. It comes out every year. It's the Bible of Texas high school football. Every single school in the state, that plays football, from the panhandle to the border, gets at least a paragraph in there. And so it's a pretty good-sized magazine. We have one of those. Well, the TV station I work for also has its own magazine where we cover our area, which is still, I don't know, probably over 100 schools. I took 25 of those to ride on. And honestly, after talking to high school football coaches just over and over again, I just had nothing left at the end of the day. I had heard so many sports cliches that I was afraid I would try to write something funny, like about the new Hulk movie, and it would all just come out with sports cliches like, well, you know, this movie tried hard, but there's no I in quit for this movie. It just never got on the right pages, and it has to learn to work together. It has to grow together, and it is what it is. And, oh, man, sports cliches just bother me. And that's why, you know, a lot of people say, well, you're sportscast. You must love sports. Not a whole lot, no, because your national sports, that's what you're going to get. There's never any information. Everybody's afraid of saying something that will anger somebody later on, so it's all sanitized for your protection. So I just didn't have the strength to come back after that. But we'll podcast today. We'll be back next week with more. Here is something I'm doing now that I'd like to pass on to you. This is my little gift to you to help the environment, to be cleaner, to be greener, to be whatever. It's about going to the bathroom. Not in a bad way, so please don't tune out. You go in the bathroom, you go in a public restroom, and let's say you go into Target or Walmart or somewhere, and you go in, you go to the bathroom, and you wash your hands. By the way, there's no need for you to wash your hands before you go to Walmart. You know, that's like, I don't know, brushing your teeth before you climb into your sewer. You know, there's just no point in doing it. You're going to be filthy when you leave anyway, so just save the soap for then. You go in there, you wash your hands, you clean yourself up, you go over. And in the old days, what they had paper towels. And no one ever took a paper towel because the paper towels were usually thin. And even if they weren't thin, that's what we were trained to think. So you'd stand there pulling paper towels out until your hands got dry enough, and then you'd walk out. Well, that's kind of wasteful. So they decided to go with the hand dryers. And everybody's seen these. I think they come, by the way, pre-vandalized from the factory because I've never seen one yet that hasn't had stuff carved on it, marked out, and those things. So we went to the hand dryers after that, but that's still, you know, using electricity. Here's my idea. Here's what I want to do, and I want you to do, to save a tree, to save the environment, to be cleaner and greener. Don't use the hand dryer. Don't use the paper towels. When you wipe your hand, when you wash your hands, rather, shake your hands off and then wipe them on your pants. There you go. You take that with you. You wipe it on your pants get damp, then your body creates heat and dries your pants off. Next thing you know, everything's fine. Pass that along to your friends. Wipe it on your pants. Tell all your friends about it. Wipe them on your friend's pants. Wipe them on a stranger's pants. It's a good way to make a friend or, you know, get a record in some parts of the country. But anyway, just passing that along. Everybody can be a little bit greener there if you'll just wipe the hands upon the pants. Now, a couple other things before we go. The Hulk movie opens this week. I will see it at some point because I am a comic book geek, and that is what is expected of me. I have no doubt that the movie will be better than the last Hulk movie. That's not much, is it? That's really damning with faint praise because that last Hulk movie was almost unwatchable. So this, I see pretty much the same thing. The Ed Norton, probably the best actor of his generation. Ed Norton, those scenes where he's on the run and trying to control the Hulk and, you know, the meditation and all of that, those will probably be very well done. And then he gets angry and he turns into a big green CGI monster that doesn't look real at all. Is it that hard to get some roided out ex-WWE wrestler or somebody that they can just spray paint green and have him pick up foam cars? Is it that hard? Because neither one of the Hulks that I've seen were even close to... It's not exactly Jurassic Park. I'll put it that way. You know, they don't look like they're real and they just went out and filmed them. They look completely completely bad and suspend the suspension of disbelief, basically. That's what they do. I'm working with it. I'm believing this could happen. And I see it and go, this can't happen. But I'll probably watch it just because that's what I'll do. NBA Finals are going on. I know this is not a sports blog, but I will just say this. Of all the rapists in the NBA, I think you got to put Kobe Bryant in the top five. He's just that good. I mentioned last week I was watching the Moonlighting series back from the 80s. And I'm thoroughly enjoying it. I'll pass along to you guys. When you watch it, try to look at the David Addison character and see how many things you stole from him when you were growing up. I have a friend who says that much of his high school persona was adapted directly from that character. I was watching the other day, and damned if he didn't do something that I still do, and I don't know why I do it. Now I know. That's where I saw it first. So Bruce Willis was cool once upon a time and groundbreaking. Also, and finally, the last thing, they had to call the IRS this past week. Don't ask why. Oh, God, don't ask why. But had to call the IRS, and I just felt they put me on hold because you always have to be on hold with them. And what music would you think the IRS, the organization most worldwide renowned for ball busting, would have as their hold music? If you answered the Nutcracker Suite, well, you're correct. Isn't that lovely? Isn't it nice? Just to let you know, we can bust you anytime. That will do it, folks. The podcast is now done. Have a great weekend. We'll be back next week. We'll talk about bad movies and why we love them here on the podcast. Until then, have a safe weekend, and we'll be back with more blogs, hopefully, on Monday. Until then, I'm Reed, and as always, Seacrest out.